So we work on voting and elections issues, as well as transparency in government, government accountability, campaign finance reform, and things like that.
Last week, President Trump dissolved the Election Integrity Commission, which was highly controversial and only ended up meeting twice. What were the original reasons for the Elections Commission?
It was essentially a commission that was set up to manufacture evidence for the president's claim that there were millions who voted illegally in the 2016 election, which is clearly not accurate and not something that anybody who knows about elections would think was correct. So he put together this group that then proceeded to try and collect data mm-hmm. from various states.
And one of the reasons that they dissolved the commission was that many states refused to give over the information. Colorado did give voter information to this commission, which caused many Coloradans, thousands, to unregister. What will be the greater consequences of that?
First, I'd say that I think Secretary Williams complied with what the Colorado law says. The information that he gave to the commission did not include confidential information. It didn't include full Social Security numbers. It didn't include full birth dates. So he gave to the commission what the Colorado law requires him to give and to make public, the same thing that I could get if I paid $50 and went to the secretary's office. I think there was a lot of over-concern, perhaps, about what information was made available. I think it's unfortunate that about 5,000 people in the state decided to deregister. What I hope will happen is that they will re-register and that they will have their voice heard in the upcoming elections.
Chris Kobach, the Department of Homeland Security, will take up what this commission was doing. So although the commission has been dissolved, we see this administration continuing to follow its mission. What should we be aware of going forward?
Yeah, I don't think that we know exactly what's going to happen next, but we are on notice that this is probably not the end of the efforts that will be made to try and take people off the rolls. I believe there was a statement from the administration that they were now going to pursue stronger voter ID laws. So moving the issue to the Department of Homeland Security is not a good sign. They haven't given up the effort at voter suppression that I think this commission originally represented.
Well, anything else that you feel Colorado voters should know about this issue?
I guess the only thing I'd say is I do think that in most states, and I would say in Colorado, the Secretary of State and the county election officials do work hard to make our elections more secure and more accurate and more accessible. It's unfortunate that there's this broad brush that leads people to be concerned about things that may not actually be problems.
And what is your reaction to the purpose of this commission possibly being tied to ICE of all institutions?
That's part of Homeland Security. So, you know, I think it's troublesome, worrisome. It makes me nervous. And I think we don't know what it might mean in terms of what they might decide to do. That's why I think we have to stay vigilant and keep watch over what actions they take.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with Katie and Kay, Elizabeth Steele, Elections Director for Common Cause.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.